click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Today, like on many other days, I typically spend my time in a room full of entrepreneurs, financiers, lawyers, and other key stakeholders who assist in the progression of the development of SMMEs. And so often, we often hear the concern that we need access to funding, access to finance. Fine, that's great. The money is there. But are you prepared as a small and medium-sized business to access that funding? Because it typically needs a level of compliance and preparation in the form of your financial statements so that your lender can fully understand your financial positioning. To tell us more about this and the levels of compliance or readiness for funding is Darlene Menzies, the CEO of FinFind. Darlene, a great pleasure to have you with us on the show. Thank you kindly for your patience on the show with tonight to make sure that we do share much of this critical information. Welcome to Kaya Biz.
Wonderful to be here, and what an inspiring interview to listen to with Rama Sela. It was a pleasure to wait and listen to that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Darlene. Yep, we've got amazing leaders in the country, and yourself included, because you're helping us strengthen the preparedness of small business owners. And I think we need to emphasize the importance of the latest report, SAMSME Access to Finance Report. Help us contextualize who you speak to, what kind of data you pull out, and we'll get into the results and understand why this research matters. But how big is this report in terms of the analysis and statistics that you pull together?
Yeah, sure. So we have about 1.5 million SMEs on our base, and every year we take a sample of 10,000 and we give it to an independent research institute. So we this year we use the Stellenbosch Bureau of Economic Research, and they take our base and they map it against Stats SA, SARS, and Quarterly Labor Force Survey, other credible sample sets. And then they have a look at what our turnovers are, the spread across the country. And this year we were deemed a credible representative sample of the MSME market. So in other words, any findings could be generalized for the market. So we have in our base all of the lenders in the country. So over 300 funders and over 600 products. So on the one hand, who is giving out the money, on the other hand, who's asking for the money. And then we do supply and demand, a gap analysis, mismatch, etc., just to understand what is the landscape, what does it look like, who's asking for funding, what are they needing it for, how big are those businesses, etc. Mm-hmm. And then from there, are able to just to really speak to some of the solutions and what needs to be done to fix the problem.
What's interesting about who is looking for funding, I do see that there's a few women-led businesses that add up. So maybe give us that context, that, you know, who's looking for funding, how much are they looking for, and then we'll talk about how ill-prepared we might be.
Sure. I think the greatest sort of key finding that came out of this year's survey was to have a look at the fact that we know that SMEs are the job creators. So corporates are shedding jobs, government is saturated. So we've got to look to the MSME sector. And they look after, 60% of employment, 40% of GDP. But MSMEs themselves, so let's take away large businesses and the informal sector, look at formal, macro, small and medium businesses. At the moment, 85.6% of businesses applying for funding are turning over less than R1 million. So they are actually active businesses. These are not people that haven't started trading yet. And they're employing 80% of the employees in the MSME sector. Sure. Yet they're the most underserved for funding. So I think this was the most eye-opening for the banks, for government, regulators, people, business development service providers. The 14% are well looked after in terms of funding, or better looked after, because they have things in place and the risk isn't there. So if we want to really get behind a job creation, shift things on the ground and see the water level rise for everyone, we've got to look after businesses with a turnover of less than R1 million.
I find this so refreshing because, as you say, these businesses are active. They are, busy and do comply to certain levels, despite the fact that their revenue models are revenue streams are below R1 million. But they do need support. I must say, yeah. Darlene, as I look at this insight, gosh, it's mind-blowing, but also fascinating just to see the reality of MSMEs in South Africa. There's a list of compliance documents that are typically required by funders and a percentage that actually speaks to their level of compliance of small and medium-sized businesses. And the further down the list you go, the lower the rate of, I guess, preparedness from small business owners. And maybe let's talk through that, because it seems as though the certified business copies, the registration documents, proof of bank account, we're all good with, and maybe even our taxes. But once financiers start asking for more, management accounts, your statement of asset and liabilities, beneficial ownership, shareholder agreement, annual financial statements, that's where just the flow declines and declines and declines. Help us understand, where are we falling short in small and medium-sized entrepreneurs when it comes to actually actively applying and qualifying for funding?
So I think what we need to look at is financial record keeping within a business. So I always say to entrepreneurs, sales will bring in the business, but only financial record keeping will keep you in business. So if we go into some more of the data there, you'll see that 78% of business of these businesses turning over less than R1 million, 78% don't have formal accounting systems. 85.1% don't have payroll systems, albeit that they're employing between 2 to 5 people. So right from the get-go, you've got to start to collect the data in a more organized way. And so I think that's one of the places to have a look at. But, you know, there's a shared responsibility, really, is that a lot of these businesses are operating. They've got great digital footprints. So they've got bank accounts, transactional data. They've got point of sales. They've got telco accounts. And if lenders started looking at these businesses in a different way, instead of expecting annual financial statements and management accounts, some of these banks, traditional banks and DFIs, on average are looking for 38 documents when you're applying for a term loan. Sure. And if you're employing 2 to 5 people, you almost need an extra person just to do the admin. So I think there is something about how do we do credit scoring in a different way, not the traditional way, but yet the entrepreneur must still take stock and say, I don't just need management accounts for access to finance. I need management account to manage my business, to see where I'm at, where am I going to hit a cash cliff. And it's all about education and then the tool for the task, the right accounting system. You know, a startup can't afford some of the accounting systems that are relevant for a bigger business. And these are the things we need to look at. And that's what our cry to the market and to banks, to government. We need like a funding readiness voucher program where a small business, you can't just hand someone an accounting system. You've got to help them with take on balances. You've got to educate them. And I think if we don't give more support, we're not going to see the shift in terms of these businesses growing and getting more and allowing more job creation.
Oh, what you're saying is so critical, because I've actually seen and witnessed a number of the banks partner with some of the accounting software platforms, right, to make it easier for entrepreneurs to actually incorporate their financial statements, their daily bank movements, and all of that data to essentially be collated for them. But as you're saying, yes, you're giving me the tool, but I don't know how to fully use it. And I'm keen to understand if there have been certain interventions in the industry at large to make sure that entrepreneurs do have this, I guess, education, training, and even understanding of the software that is available out there for them to make use of.
You know, absolutely. There were some really good pilot projects that were done with the Presidential Job Summit some time ago, where we took unemployed accounting graduates. Unemployed graduates. They could have been business management, accounting. They could, in fact, they didn't even have to be in the finance sector, and take the unemployed graduates, train them on simple account. It's not really accounting systems even. It's just financial record keeping, gathering of data in an organized way that can form your GL and your trial balance information to hand over to your accountant. Took 5 businesses that didn't have weren't funding ready to 1 graduate in a walk to work program. And you, after that learnership, they didn't only get those businesses funding ready and they got funding and post-loan support, but each of those businesses asked them to please stay on and continue to do their record keeping. Mm. So I think there are some really catalytic projects that we can do to solve not only the unemployment problem, but also funding readiness. And like I always say to entrepreneurs, 90% of bookkeeping is just organization. You don't actually have to understand debit and credits. You've just got to know how to file things and have a simple enough system to do that, that you hand over your information digitally to an accountant so they can do the management accounts in that particular month, as opposed to here's a box of slips that are 6 months old, and then it's a bit of a history lesson to say you wouldn't have hit a cash cliff if you had come to me then. So I think there's some really good business development programs that are out there, but of course scale is a big thing. Mm. And I think government has the reach to people, but they need to use private sector products and government reach.
And you had me at record keeping. It's the financial record keeping that actually keeps a business afloat versus just the revenue as well as the business. And systems was a word that you emphasized. Darlene, what I'm recognizing and learning here is that it's just about the processes. Get the admin right and everything else will flow. The money will avail itself. Your financiers will be able to know exactly what you require. And then the growth will definitely follow. For an entrepreneur who might be listening and still feel overwhelmed, bewildered, maybe even frustrated by, you know, having to put these systems in place. As you've mentioned, there are some softwares that do work, private sector participants that can assist. But how do we need to shift our mindset as entrepreneurs to get this right? Because it's beyond sales, it's beyond the big ideas and the innovation. It's the systems and financial record keeping that is critical.
Absolutely. I mean, you can start simply, just start with an online folder system where you start collecting all the necessary documents. So, you know, just a data room that says, well, here's my SIPSI stuff, here's my FICA documents, here are my bank statements, you know, here's where I'm at in terms of a cash flow forecast. This was my income and expenses. Just a simple spreadsheet to start to say, you know, this is what I'm spending each month, this is the income. And then I always say, if you don't have money and you're looking to start somewhere, swap services. Find a small business bookkeeper who might need your services. Maybe you do websites. You know, there's always ways if you don't have money and you're turning over less than a million. If you're more advanced from a business point of view, there's things like even part of funding readiness is your own personal credit score. Business lenders are looking at the owner's credit score because there's no business credit data in the country. You know, Let's not ignore difficulties if we haven't made payments. Go and get payment plans in place. Get your credit score right. There's certain small things that you can do that when you get to a funder really show where you're sitting in terms of, you know, just the integrity and the cognizance about the way you're running your business.
You have simplified a challenge that so many entrepreneurs have been struggling with here, Darlene. Thank you so much. This conversation will definitely continue in the weeks to come because I do think it certainly just helps us fully contextualize the importance of getting the basics right that opens up so many more opportunities. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Darlene. Really appreciate your time.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Darlene Menzies is the CEO of FinFind. And I believe this is the one conversation that we should probably be having in high school when it comes to educating children about entrepreneurship. It's one thing to start a business, but the process, of course, in terms of managing the systems, having the right paperwork that offers and opens up the door to financing, it comes with the record keeping, financial record keeping and systems that you have in place. And as Darlene mentioned, only 36% of businesses are typically have formal financial statements, which then allow them to access opportunities for funding.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.